I forgot who asked me, but so it happens once a year, and I reach out to people and see if they want to play. And if there's anybody who wants to play the next time, just reach out to me and I'll put you with a virtual husband or wife. And that's pretty much how it works. So nobody key up when I let go and let Jamie test his.
All right, thanks, Eric, for the directions. And I'm coming to you from the sleeper of a tractor and trailer outside Atlanta.
Jamie, you SOB. I miss you.
Ah, that's sweet. Yeah, that volume's good, I think.
Jamie, you're down in Amanda country. Can you go fix her a WP? Never mind, make that a VWP.
I was just gonna say, go pick up Amanda.
Yeah, Jamie. Hey, Jamie,
Sherry
good to
Joy
see you.
Channel. HP's out of.
Jamie, it's so good to see you here. Wow.
Well, I don't know him, never met him, but I know Wendy. But yeah, he's not far from me either.
Yeah, when y'all get everybody picked up, swing on down here. We'll have a party.
Yeah, take me to Philadelphia, please.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Wendy, you okay with Jamie picking up all these women on the road?
It's summertime, 42.
Party at Adam's house.
Well, as long as you're in the mixing mood, I'll have an international.
Hello to those that just came in.
Hey, if Jamie's in the party, it'll be a fun party.
Jamie, hi there. It's Judy. I'm looking for a WP. Can you hook me up? That is with a drink.
Oh, Lord, I'm glad you clarified that. Ricky, I don't know what you got going in your background, but it keeps kind of like blurting you over, I think.
As long as there's no internationals being spread around. Okay, we're gonna get the show on the road. Everybody let off the key because the intro's about to start, and you'll find out who the couples are for tonight's game.
Coming to you from out of sight, in color, coronavirus free, and masks? What masks? Here come the newlyweds. Here we go. It's another edition of the Newlywed Game, June 2021. Now, let's meet our newlyweds, who happen to be actual couples. Couple number one, Carla Jo and Scott. Couple number two, Isaac and Sherry. Couple number three, Judy and Jerry. Couple number four, David and Amanda. And couple number five, Wendy and Jamie. Those are our newlyweds for tonight's game. And here is the star of the show, Karen Santiago.
David, no ball game tonight.
Welcome, couples. Come on, smooch, smooch. Say hi to your significant other.
Hi, Jerry, honey. Ignore my ex-husband David over there. I'm sure he's probably watching a ball game anyway. Right, David?
Hey, David, cutie. And yeah, Judy, you better keep your hands off my man.
Hi, babe. Miss you. Can't wait till you get home.
Larry 24 joint channel.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey there, cutie Judy.
Hey, gorgeous. I miss you, even though you're only in the other room.
Hey, Wendy, I'll be home on Friday and I have laundry for you to wash.
Oh, look, Scott, laundry. Maybe they can give us washing machine advice.
You're so romantic, Jamie.
Hey, Carla, the hockey game's on.
Oh, that's David's line.
All right, we're going to start with the husband's questions. So, ladies, go in another room, say goodbye to your other, and Danny will come get you when we're ready.
I'm going to the bar, as usual. Bye.
On my way with you, Jerry. Don't miss me too much, and don't count my drinks, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some more rum, Isaac, so you know what that'll mean tonight.
Well, I'm going to go to the sports bar if I can figure out how to get out of here.
Hey, guys, tell Jamie how to go to the lounge because I don't know how to tell him to do it, but I'll be back.
Will do, Wendy.
When Danny, you tell me when all the ladies are gone?
I think they're gone.
And Danny, you don't have to leave the room to tell them. You can text them from this room. You can just highlight whoever and text them.
Sounds good, Debbie.
Can I yell my answers really loud so Carla can hear me?
No.
Darn.
Welcome, Ned. We're just getting started.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, Ned, you're on the guys team. We hope.
I'm going to start with you, Scott. The question is, what is Carla Jo's pet name for you?
Good Lord. Really? Let me think on this a sec.
Same question for everybody else, so start thinking.
What? I know what I'm going to go with. I know what she's going to say. She's going to say doll boy.
Doll boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not, doll boy.
I've heard her say that too.
All right. No, she didn't say it to Danny. Ike, what about you?
Doll boy. Oh my, I really don't think we have really anything. I'm just going to say, sweetie, I guess.
Okay, Jerry.
Oh, this is good. Schmo. S-H-M-O.
Thanks for spelling that. David?
That would be cutie.
I already put that in there before you said it. And Jamie.
Well, I was pre-warned that there is a language limit in this room, so I won't say what she usually calls me, but she usually calls me Jame.
Got it.
Scott. Being an umpire, I thought she would have called you Ball Boy.
Now we're all curious what Wendy really calls Jamie.
All right, guys, next question. Using one word that begins with the letter of her first name, describe... How would she describe you in the bedroom using the first letter of her first name? Ike. So you need to use the letter S.
Thanks for telling me how to spell Sherry, Karen. My granddaughter had to come. She got here a few minutes ago. Now I have to get the TV going for her, so excuse me. Sexy.
Okay, Jerry, Jay.
jiggle.
Jamie?
Wild.
Scott?
Yeah, this is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I use someone else's first name? creative.
And David.
Amazing.
Tell him again, Sarah.
No, very good. I just have to write all these down. That's why it takes me a little time. All right, listen. This is a question, then it's a multiple choice. Which tractor trailer bumper sticker would fit your wife if put on her rear end? That's the question. I'll give you the choices in a minute. Go Truck Yourself, Wide Lows, I Make Frequent Stops. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair. David.
Wow. I guess I'd have to pick option number three.
I don't know what number three was. You're going to say some of it. Go Truck Yourself, Wide Load. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair, and I Make Frequent Stops.
Yeah, I would say that third one, if you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair.
Oh, David.
All right. Scott.
Well, now the honest thing would be for her to say, I make frequent stops, but she would probably say, if you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair.
Jamie.
I'm going to have to go with those guys. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair, and add a slap if you can.
Jerry?
I think Judy would say go truck.
And Ike.
I'm going to have to say the pull my hair one, though. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair.
All right, here's your last question. Hold on.
Boy, a lot of hair pulling going on in here.
As a player on the field of love, which penalty do you think your significant other says you will be called for? That's the question. I'm going to give you the options in a minute. Motion in the backfield, rushing, illegal use of hands, or false start? Jerry.
False start.
I love this question. All right.
Let's see. Illegal use of hands.
David?
Illegal use of hands.
Jamie?
I will go with illegal use of hands, but in my defense, it is not my fault.
Not your fault. Okay. Scott?
Simply because it's such a good song, backfield in motion.
Oh, that's going to be good. All right, you guys can take a deep breath. You're all done with your questions. Danny, if you could just let the women know, they can come back.
Jamie, I had you pegged for say that in the bedroom it was going to be wild.
You guys did a great job. Leave. Why did David leave?
He doesn't want to be around when Amanda comes back and hears his answers.
You notice who's running late here.
Hey, Jerry, honey, I'm back.
David, were you bad? You know he's cute, but he's very bad. But very cute.
I'm not late. I just wandered over into the library for a minute.
Okay, Isaac, did you tell any of our secrets? Whoopsh,
whoopsh. Oh, Jamie, I'm afraid to hear what you said.
We gotta get David back in here.
Yeah, David needs to come back. Amanda, he left. I don't know what he's thinking. And Carla Jo, you stuck around for another drink. Come on.
Yeah, we did. No bartender in there. We were helping ourselves.
You were all reaching for the top shelf, eh?
Hey, Karen, we're not on Skype or that yet, so I can't holler at him.
Maury, you're late. Bobcat, you better have somebody take inventory tomorrow.
Don't look in the fireball section, Bobcat.
Hey, and that Malibu rum, I didn't touch it.
Guess what? The bar's open.
I kept the high-priced stuff under lock and key.
I have fresh strawberries. Mine's a health drink.
Well, Sherry might not have, but I sure did have some Malibu rum. That stuff's good.
Carla Jo, is your nose growing? And Sherry, you didn't touch the rum itself, but I bet you grabbed the bottle.
Welcome, Dave. Is David back in here? And Bobcat, you're thinking ahead.
He's not here yet.
I think Wolvie just went to flag him down.
Either that or to get me a Long Island.
Yeah, Carla Jo did have the strawberries. She's just not telling everybody what she poured over those strawberries.
Amanda, why is David being... David, what'd you run away for?
He was in the sports bar.
David's here.
I thought it was our time to go to the other room. That's why I went.
Don't worry, my ex-husband. I'm not going to get you for any more alimony.
David, you don't pay attention. I said it's your turn to take a deep breath and relax. And the women were coming back. We're going to see how well you answer the questions and see if the women match your questions for points. Any questions?
No, he was really scared because he knows Amanda's not going to like what he said.
No, I'm okay with that. I just was like, I thought it was their turn to answer questions. That's what I thought. Okay.
David, take one of your ears and listen to Karen, not to baseball.
Hi, I'm just here for the audience. I have read about it in the announcements. Sorry I'm late, but anyway. I'm glad that I'm here at least for now. Thanks for having me.
What are the prizes? Whips, chains, handcuffs, what are they?
No problem. Just sit back and relax. And David, if you had paid attention when you were Judy's wife, maybe you would remember how this show is run.
Oh, he was going into the sports bar to watch the TV because it's on in there.
Oh, yeah, Amanda, be careful of that. Baseball always comes before his woman.
Well, you know he likes the balls and bats.
All right, ladies, I asked your significant other. The first question was, what is your pet name for him? So I need to know what it is. We're going to start with CJ. What is it?
Seeing Eye Stud.
Well, unfortunately, that's not what he said. And Danny said, you have said this before. Oh, Scott, you can go ahead and tell her.
Doll boy.
Oh. It's his accent. I think it's ball boy.
CJ, find your mic.
Yeah. Sherry, what did Ike say?
Oh, man, I call him all kinds of different things. Shoot, sexy, gorgeous, handsome. Probably gorgeous.
Wow, he said there were no pet names. He had to make up one. He said sweetie.
I have said that too. I guess because there's too many of them.
All right, Judy, what did Jerry say?
I don't know if this is good or bad, but I called him Schmo for a long time, very lovingly. Then I looked it up. Oh my God, it's horrible. It's really not him, but I still call him Schmo. Now it's only when I'm mad. Is that right? Tell me, honey. Tell me it's a match.
She even spelled it. You guys are on the board.
Oh, baby.
Judy, what are you going to call me when you see me again?
I'm going to call you. Stay out of my bed. My husband's going to be with me.
Small boy.
That's good. All right, Amanda. What did David say?
Cute dude?
I'll give it to you. He said cutie cute. That's all you say that all the time. All right, Wendy, what did Jamie say?
Oh, well, I really don't have a pet name, but I always call him Jame, shorten his name.
That is it.
Good job, Jame.
Is there another one that you can't say in the room by chance?
Yeah, because he said the real one he couldn't say because of the language rule here. So can you abbreviate it for us?
Oh, yeah, probably a-hole.
Jamie, was that the one?
I would answer to that one every time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Danny, we know what you'll answer to.
All right, the next question I asked the guys was, using the first letter in your name, ladies, that's your name, give me one word that describes you in the bedroom.
Describes me in the bedroom or us in the bedroom?
Ladies. First letter of the lady's name and ladies in the bedroom. Judy.
Judy? How about joyful Judy?
No, Cherry Teller.
I don't know what else to say, so I said jiggle.
You son of a Guess what? You're sleeping alone tonight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's okay. You like the couch, right?
Judy, I take that as a compliment.
Me, the couch? I don't think so. It's the other way around. I forgive you, dear.
Yeah, I think he means there's just a lot of motion going on.
All right, CJ.
Oh, God. I have two. Crazy.
What was the other one?
Comfortable. Oh, hell, he's in there really
laughing. Neither one.
Gotta find your mic again, CJ.
He had a real good one. He said creative.
Oh, thank you, honey. I think I jacked up my mic gain. Let me tab over. But, okay. Thank you, Scott. Sorry.
Scott, she's a cat meow.
That's a possibility, but yeah, I liked creative.
All right, Wendy, you're up.
Is that better?
Oh, this is easy. Wild. Wild Wendy.
That is correct.
And that is better, CJ.
All right, Sherry.
I don't know if he would say this, but he has called me, he has called me sexting.
You're on the board.
In my defense, I've been distracted. I haven't had a lot of time to think about these questions, but now I'm thinking better. I could have had something better, but thanks for giving it to us.
Don't give Wendy a gun, though.
Amanda?
He's online.
That's okay, Isaac. I'll distract you more later on.
Affectionate?
No, he gave you a big compliment. Go ahead, David.
Amazing.
Oh, that word, that's just going to melt you, isn't it, Amanda?
Making me smile.
Anybody can button up David's pants or zip up his pants. It's amazing.
Not button up, Danny. Zip down.
Oh, she buttoned them up.
At least he can find his pants, Danny.
I had to zip them up. We had to go to the Ding Dong Banquet.
And they were church pants, too.
Like I say, I was more interested in them taking them off than putting them on.
Thank you, Jamie. I had a call in help that day.
Zing!
All right, the next question I asked you guys was, which trucker bumper sticker would best... Which trucker bumper sticker would be appropriate on you, ladies? Rear end. That's the question. It's a multiple choice. Wide load. Frequent stops. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair. And, oh, and go truck yourself. Go truck yourself, wide load. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair, and I make frequent stops. Those are the four choices. Amanda.
Run my butt, pull my...
Well, I was waiting for David to say something, but I will. You are correct. Sherry.
I think Isaac probably said, if you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair. Yeah, he likes that.
Correct. Carla Jo. Welcome back, Angie. Carla Jo.
Frequent stops.
No, but he did mention that because he thought that first, but he thought you would say ride the butt. Wendy?
Oh, definitely pull my hair.
That's correct.
But he also said add a slap there, Wendy. I didn't think you liked that.
Yeah, I forgot that part, but Ike was quick to point that out.
Oh, really? Did he know?
Free legal services will be provided by the Outside Attorney Group after the show.
He's trying to get you in trouble there.
Bit of video on YouTube right now, live.
I thought he said spank it.
Yeah. All right, Judy, what did Jerry say?
I know what I would say, but I forgot the choices. I only remember one choice. Can I hear him? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Wide load. Go truck yourself. Frequent stops. If you're going to ride my butt, pull my hair.
Frequent stops.
I'm surprised you didn't connect on this one because he said, go truck yourself.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God, my husband said that? I never heard such a thing out of him.
Donald, you're on the girls' team.
I can't believe you didn't say that.
Well, I would have, but I really never thought my husband would say such a thing.
Yeah, what's the matter for you?
He must have had a little to drink before he came in. He's bold.
How long have you two been married?
Jamie, I'm empty. Can you hook me up?
All right, next question. On the field of love, which penalty will you say your significant other would be called upon. Which penalty? Motion in the backfield, rushing, illegal use of hand, or false start. Ladies, got all those?
One more time, please.
Just the answers?
Yes.
Motion in the backfield, rushing, illegal use of hand, or false start. Wendy.
Oh, those are hard. Let's go with the hands, because he doesn't like to keep his hands to himself.
That is correct.
I don't blame Jamie. Mm-mm.
Amanda?
The hands. Yeah. Like she said, keep your hands to yourself sometimes.
Correct. Jerry?
Judy? You mean Judy?
Well, I mean you, but yes, a couple. Judy.
Okay. And legal use of hands, because he needs to keep them to himself.
Oh, no, and I'm going to let him tell you what he said.
I said false start.
Oh my. How long have we been married?
Sherry?
Well, I swear, I wish you could pick more than one, because it's motion in the backfield and the illegal use of hands, too. But I'm going to have to say false start.
No, you said those two and you gave a different answer. It was hands, illegal use of hands.
Hey, what's going on? You never said it was illegal, though.
Okay, well, that's why I said I need more than one choice, because you do them all, but no, it wasn't illegal. I like it.
CJ?
She's far away.
I heard her, and she was right.
But you have to sing it as a song.
No, I don't. I'm already behind. Let's move on. Now it's your turn to be under the gun.
Yay, you're on the board.
CJ, I got 85% and I can barely hear you still.
What number am I supposed to be on? Am I supposed to be on a high number or a low number in this mic gain column?
Oh, man. High number. And you're good, and then you get quiet, and then you get high again. Well, not high again, but good again.
It's like you keep moving your mic away.
She's got it in her hair. Yeah, get it out of your hair, CJ. And shouldn't it just be on 50?
Carla Joe, are you getting high again?
She's got that mic gain thing checked, and when she speaks, it goes down.
Oh, I think he's right. Is that better? I don't know how to do that. Sorry.
No, see, when you turn your head away to take your drink, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, and if you're on your computer and you bump that mic, sometimes that'll kill your volume and it slowly comes back up.
I think it's illegal use of the butt.
Is that better?
Yes, Carter Joe.
Very much better.
All right. I'm making that beep beep sound for backing up.
I'll help you fix that tomorrow, CJ, if you're around.
Never mind.
Hey, Ted. How are you?
Teddy, you're going to fix her beep beep backing up sound?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll help fix her mic gain. Problem tomorrow if she's going to be around. And Joanne and I say hello to everybody.
CJ, tell them to not touch your behind noises.
Teddy, you still got the best feeling here I know.
Does this mean out of sight Springer's tomorrow night?
Oh, get out of here, Danny. Carla's hair is way better than Teddy's. Teddy's might be a little bit longer, but Carla's is way better. And, what was I going to say? Troy?
Troy's not here, and Karen's hair, I think, is better. But anyway, just me.
Who's going to be Jerry Springer?
10 feet away to the right is the memory care room.
I forgot.
Okay. I added another question, so it kind of screwed up my calculation. In first place is a tie between Amanda, David, and Jamie and Wendy with 15 points. Second place is Ike and Sherry with 10, and then Judy, Jerry, Scott, and CJ, 5 points.
Karen, I thought Dave and Amanda missed their amazing question.
Yeah, but they were 4 questions. So the most you could get in this round is 20.
Okay, but me and Jamie didn't miss any.
She is right.
So they're ahead of us.
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Correct.
Let's go to the videotape.
All right, now it's time for the guys to go to the bar.
Now you can leave, Hop Hop Cutie Cutie.
Yeah, okay. I just was a little early, that's all.
Gentlemen, get the Sam H. out of here.
Too bad Joanne and I couldn't have been another set of couples on this, but we don't have any way of leaving the literal room. So we'd hear each other's answers.
Sure.
Can you find your way out, Scott?
Did he find his way in?
I remember I was going to say, I love that football question.
He's gone there, CJ.
Oh, the guy's gone?
Yeah, we're good to go.
You are an evil, sadistic dragon queen. But I love you.
Amen to that. Amen to that, sister.
Oh, yes. What a mind you have, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen appreciates all the compliments.
Carter Joe, I can't believe your nickname was him because he's an umpire, which is what I told him. I thought you would have called him Ball Boy, but you call him Doll Boy? That's interesting.
You're not creative, you're just cast me out.
Oh God, I'm not going to live that down, am I? I know, Doll Boy is an old one. I forgot all about it. Jeez, maybe I should bring it back.
I think you should, since you brought it up. All right, ladies, your first question seems like a pretty easy one. How does your man like his steak cooked? CJ?
Medium rare. Seared on the outside.
Sherry?
Medium.
Judy?
If I say medium, he's going to say well. So I'll say medium well.
No, you have to pick one.
She did. She said medium well.
Yeah, you said medium rare.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. More wine. I love you, Judy.
Amanda?
Medium well.
And Wendy?
Definitely medium.
What musical best describes your first kiss? And I'm going to give you some choices. Almost Normal, Wicked, The Rocky Horror Show, or Mamma Mia. Judy, Judy.
Oh, Mamma Mia, it was Wicked.
Sherry.
I'm not quite understanding what the Mamma Mia means, but it was definitely Wicked in the good sense.
Amanda.
Wicked good.
Wendy.
Mamma mia.
Carla Joe.
Give me the wicked.
All right. This is a great question. What sound can your significant other imitate and he will have to do it on cue? Sherry?
No farting.
Wait a minute. Repeat that question.
And explain what do you mean by what sound? That's a big...
Yeah, what sound can sound anything? What can he imitate? Or what can he do? And he has to do it here.
Okay. He's always playing with the granddaughter and playing horsey. And so he imitates a horse sound.
That's a perfect example. Good. Wendy.
Oh, my. He doesn't make sounds. And he has to do it in here? Crap. Oh, Karen, I don't know. I don't know. I'll just make up something. What does he do with the grandkids? He makes up funny songs. Is that a sound?
No.
Okay. Let's just say he makes fart sounds. I don't know.
Okay. You know, that could be like the armpit thing. All right. CJ.
God, I don't know where you come up with these, Karen. Okay. He and his friend Rick used to do this peeb thing, and it's kind of like a little alien sound, but it's peeb.
The guys are going to hate you.
Okay, so a peep alien sound.
God, I'm wrong. I know it. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the peeb. Because it's so cute.
All right, Judy.
Okay. Well, he can act like Cheech and Chong.
Oh, I want to hear that.
If I was me, I'd be growling at all you women. Yes.
Amanda.
And you growl at anybody or anything.
That's why you're not a couple.
I'm going with this cute laugh. Well, he snores, he coughs, but he has a very cute laugh. Okay, bye.
Danny, you try to come up with an answer to this question. It's hard.
Danny's bite's worse than his growl.
I thought it was easy, but I won't give my answer.
I don't know if a laugh's really an imitation.
Yeah, he needs to make a sound, a noise, or something, Amanda.
I don't know.
Could it be an imitation of a person, but it had to be a funny sound, right?
Well, it could be a person, because Cheech and Chong is acceptable.
Oh, and he's going to kill me.
Oh, I want to hear that. Come on, Amanda. Something that David can imitate. Oh, man, I can think of a few.
Then can I change my answer?
I can't wait to hear these when the guys come back.
What about the, you know, swoosh, swoosh, the ball going by? You know, and the ball hitting the bat? You know, stuff like that? Okay, bye.
I like that, Amanda. Ball, ball.
All right, baseball sounds. That's fine. And no, CJ.
You're stuck with it, CJ.
Okay, if you could bring your significant other in for servicing, like a car, what would be the first thing that you would want done? That's the question, and I'm going to give you multiple choices. His stick shift, alignment, spark plugs, or gas tank? Great question. Judy?
Oh, my gosh. Now, that was bring it in for what, a tune-up, would you say?
Yes, one more time, please.
If you could bring him in for servicing like a car, which one would need fixing up? Alignment, stick shift, gas tank, or spark plugs?
Spark plugs.
Well, that kind of goes with a false start, Wendy.
Oh, let's go with gas tank.
CJ?
Gas tank.
Amanda?
Gas tank.
Sherry?
You know, this isn't fair. He's perfect. He doesn't need anything, but if I have to pick, I'll say gas tank.
A lot of men that need a gas tank filled. Can't go the route.
Man, you can tell they're a new couple.
All right. This is a bonus question. And for those of you who have not played or listened to a game before, I just ask you a question. Usually it's yes or no, but this one, it's either A or B. All I want is either the word that corresponds with A or the word that corresponds with B. You can't ask me anything. You can't say anything else. Understand?
Got it.
Yes.
Aye, aye, boss.
I do.
Okay, either A or B, right?
You prefer your man to have gynecomastia or hirsutism? Sherry?
All right, so the second one you said was B, right? So B.
Wendy?
Well, let's go with B.
CJ?
B.
Judy?
Okay, I don't like that gun or thing. I'll say B too.
Amanda, you gonna make it a unanimous?
Yep, B.
Oh. Does anybody know what that word means? Don't say it, just say yes or no.
That the no.
No.
Nope.
That's a heck no.
I would have said A.
All right, well, don't say anything. All right, they can come back now.
That'd be a blank no. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Good answer, ladies.
I'd say no, but it sounds painful.
All right, let's keep it zipped up right now. The guys are coming back. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, they are in for some fun.
Are the guys back from the bar?
Hello again, everyone.
Hey, Scott.
Come on, guys. Say hello to your woman.
I'm back, honey.
Only one who isn't is Scott.
Hey, you perfect, gorgeous man.
Wow, you must have had some real hard questions because it sure took you guys a long time.
Is Scott the seeing eye stud? Because he needs help. Yeah, that's him. He needed help to get back in.
And remember, legal services from outside are available after the game.
That's right.
Bye. Thank you, Adam. Talk about being late? Really?
David, hard is the operative word.
And they're all here, Karen, I believe.
Adam, great little commercial break there. That good voice. Yeah, David, just wait and see what you got yourself into. Welcome back, guys.
I like your word better, Eric.
Yeah, me too. Good word, Lars.
Okay, we're going to start off with a real easy question. The question was to the women, how does your man like his steak cooked? David?
Oh, thanks for the one right down the middle. It's well done.
No, that's not what she said.
He only eats steak once a year, so I said medium well, because that's how I like mine.
Uh-oh, trouble in paradise.
You only eat steak once a year?
Yeah, because he likes seafood much, much better.
David needs to eat steak more often, then.
I used to eat it once a year, too, David. All right, Jerry.
That would be well done.
No. Gee, Judy. Oh, but you said he likes everything well done, because that's how you cook it.
Donner, donner. Nothing's ever burnt in this house. It's either done or donner. That's what he says. That's what I should have said. Ding, donner.
Oh, you guys are ruining your steaks. What are you doing?
All right, Jamie.
So I'm going to go with medium. I'm kind of disappointed in all the well done's. And the only way I survived through it is Ike had some Coke and Jaeger bombs in the lounge over there.
That is correct, Jamie. Medium.
Well, since I cook them, Jerry's is never well done. It's always medium to medium well. And he likes it. He just don't know it.
Scott?
As many times as she's heard me complain about restaurants not getting it right, she better have gotten this correct. And you're right, Eric. The other people are ruining their steaks. I agree with you wholeheartedly. The only way to have a slab of beef, the only way, is medium rare.
Correct. Way to go.
Totally agree with you both.
Ike, how about you?
Medium.
That is correct, too.
All right, let's have some steaks.
Well, there's the easy one over now. The fun starts.
All right, I asked the women, what musical best describes your first kiss? I have choices for you. And the choices are Almost Normal, Wicked, The Rocky Horror Show, or Mamma Mia. Scott.
Lord, let me think this over. She's always fussed at me because I've never let her see. I didn't, you know, when she still had vision, we never went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but that's not what she chose. I know she didn't choose that. Oh, let's see. I'm going to go with Mamma Mia.
West End, that chick with the mermaid tail walked past us. We kissed on the corner.
Well, she remembers it all, Scott.
Mermaid tail chick, huh?
Wow, did you put a quarter in her can?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm sorry, honey. It was Wicked, but I did like Mamma Mia.
There was, it was a bizarre place. She was going into a dance club dressed as a mermaid. You know, one of those weird free, you know, dance club fad things. She was setting the pace for everyone else.
A mermaid walked by. Was she walking on her fintails? I don't.
Tom Hanks, Blash.
Was this in Dallas?
Yes, in the West End when it was open, and you know, you just wandered from bar to bar and everything, and had open venues where you could sit on benches and stuff and get to know each other. And then when a man on the corner offers for you to buy a rose for your sweetheart, I said, he doesn't need to buy me a rose, and I planted a big fat kiss on him, and it was nice.
Oh, good times, good memories.
The name of the place where we were. It's really cool. It was one of those, yeah, multiple bars, multiple restaurants, and live bands playing like every third corner.
All right, so you got it wrong, but great memories. Sherry and Ike?
I'm sorry, I was distracted. I have that TV on autoplay, and she's watching something, and it quit again. I had to go turn it on, so I hate to ask you, but could you? It's about a movie, right? When we had a first kiss, is that what it was about?
Man, if you win, it'll be amazing. Okay, so Ike, I asked Sherry, what play describes your first kiss, and there's a multiple choice. So Wicked, Almost Normal, The Rocky Horror Show, or Mamma Mia.
I gotta say Mamma Mia.
Hey Tammy, welcome. No, Ike, Wicked.
I didn't understand what the Mamma Mia reference was, so I said Wicked because it was so wickedly good.
Cherry?
I'm going to go with Mamma Mia.
Ah, Jerry, it was so wicked, baby.
David?
Wow. Well, since she's into musicals and all that stuff, I'm going to probably say Mamma Mia.
No.
No, it was wicked good. In the hall, at your house. Awesome.
In the hall, at your house. Whoa, with the candlestick.
The bag.
Wow, Jamie, you can really pull ahead because nobody else got this right. You're the last couple on this question, so which play?
Okay, so before I give the answer, I just want to say, Ike and Sherry, I'm not so sure because I think I was even there for that first one because if I'm not mistaken, it was probably Florida, Sitting on the Couch, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll go on past that one. I will say that Wendy said Mamma Mia, even though I have no idea what these musicals are whatsoever. But I did ask her, what will your boyfriend do if I kiss you? And she said, I don't know. And I said, let's find out.
Ooh, that's smooth.
You got the point. Oh, funny that you brought that up about Ike and Sherry. I'm not saying anything.
That was good.
Jamie, you are smooth.
That's a true story, too. Him and his brother was passing football. We were just teenagers, and I was standing on my grandma's front porch watching him, and he just walked over to me and said that and then kissed me. So that's why it was Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Jamie, you're right, but it wasn't the couch. It was the back swing on the porch back there.
Jamie must be a smooth operator over there.
Okay, so I came out of the bathroom and David was standing in the hallway and he was so cute and I hugged him and then I kissed him and that was it. And that was 2007.
Wow, she kissed you and she liked it, David?
I'd like to know what his boyfriend said.
Jamie's right. We did it in several places that night, Sherry, but maybe the first time was back there, but we did a little kissing on the couch too.
Why was David lurking outside the restroom?
I remember it all vividly well, because I was giving her a tour of every place, you know, and we were I showed her where everything was in the bathroom, and then we got outside in the hall, and well, you heard about the rest. I thought about going the other way, but I thought, no, I wasn't quite sure how to go with this question.
Some of you guys might want to change how you word things.
So is that his house?
Hmm. Well, is Cheryl in here, Cheryl? Maybe you didn't know all this, huh?
That's what they call it now, a house tour?
It could have easily ended up in the shower. And back to the steak thing. When, Karen, you asked the question, how do you like your steaks cooked? Joanne and I said in unison, medium rare. And both giggled.
I don't know. All this talk of boyfriends, I think we moved from the West End of Dallas over to JR's on Oak Lawn.
Steve is cracking me up.
Oh my god, am I going to have to rename my house to Love Shack? There she is. Yeah, CJ, you go to every room in the house and kiss, and that's what you call a house tour.
You might have to, Spence.
Hey, only if you ask Christina permission there, Cheryl.
All right, you thought that was a little tough? Wait until this one. Women did not like this question, just an FYI. So I asked them, what sound can your significant other imitate that they can do on the spot? So you're going to have to tell me what it is, and you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to demonstrate. Cherry.
Okay, Cheryl, you're going to have your house checked for all DNA.
No farting. If you can do that, you got some special talent.
Danny, shush!
All right, well, what was the question again?
What sound can you imitate, and you're going to have to do it right now?
Go, Jerry. Go, Jerry.
Well, on key, that was really good. I want to give you a point for that, but that's not what she said.
Wait, was that Jerry? Did Jerry do that?
That classic, I love it.
Hey, that was close to what she said.
That's what Jerry did.
That's too good. That was so perfect.
Oh, Jerry, that was really good, but that's not what she said. But I want to hear it anyways. She said you do a great imitation of Cheech and Chong. So, let's hear it.
Okay, now he's yelling at Judy. Now he's throwing something at her.
He's in the other room hollering, Cheech and Chong! I know he did that before.
And stay tuned for the next episode of Cops, where we go to a Cheech and Chong domestic.
Their heads are going to be up in smoke real soon.
Adam, you should be a DJ. You're good at it.
Oh, I think I know what she was talking about. There used to be there was a video of Peter Frampton on MTV back in the 80s, and Tommy Chong was at the beginning of it. And he said to Peter Frampton, hey man, didn't you used to be Peter Frampton?
Far out, man.
Oh, that was good.
Hey, Dave! Man, it's me, Dave!
My license? Isn't it back there on the bumper, man?
Dave's not here!
Hey, man, I think we forgot to get the guys out of the trunk.
Teacher! Teacher! Teacher!
Hey, Holmes. Pass some of that.
Alright, that was hysterical. Thank you. Scott! What's your imitation?
Now, is it a sound or a person or what? Now I'm all confused.
It's a sound, but just go on sound. Or the question was, what sound can Scott imitate that he can do now?
Okay, are you ready for this one?
Yes, you have the floor.
That was the sound of silence.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
That does not count.
Good answer.
No, I don't like it either.
Shut up, Wolf Boy. Stop encouraging him.
I gotta admit, it was clever.
Very clever.
Best answer of the night. No points for you.
All right, Carly Joe, tell him what you said, and then, Scott, you need to do it.
That was a silent one. Okay.
Oh, God, you're so cerebral. I would have never thought of that, you ding-dong. No, it's your alien peeb sound. Peeb, peeb, peeb. I can't do it like you can. You know, your peeb sound. I wanted to get a ringtone.
Beep, 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 beep.
There you go.
Go. There you go.
I apologize right away. I apologize again.
Say something. Remember your language. Okay, Ike.
When you call me doll boy.
Okay.
Oh, God, I have no idea. I wanted to imitate Scott now, but I don't really do anything. I'm sure that's why it took so long for everybody to get through this one, because I don't really do any imitations or sounds. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Here's a clue. No one else said sound of silence.
And she came up with it rather quickly.
Think about your granddaughter, Isaac.
Hush, Danny. Eric, stop encouraging Scott.
Danny, I'm going to kick you out or have somebody kick you out.
All right, I know now what it is. But is that fair or not? Because when he mentioned my granddaughter, I know exactly what she's talking about. But I can tell you, I go, because she loves horses.
Was that confetti?
That is correct.
Did I get kicked yet?
No, Danny, you're still here.
All right, David. What is it? Come on.
I honestly have no clue what it could be.
She thought of something.
Well, that's good, because I sure have no clue.
Come on, there must be a sound that you can imitate.
Shush, Danny.
I can't give him a hint, can I?
Sorry, no.
No.
All right, I'll have some peace on you and tell you that it was...
What'd Jamie say?
That was hilarious.
I need an answer.
Well, that didn't help me at any. I have no clue what it even is to even think which way to go. I mean, I don't know of anything that I just do.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
5 seconds.
Just think of something, David, and do it.
Think baseball.
Yeah, but I don't make any sounds for that. Wow, you came up with a good one here.
Danny, knock it off.
Yeah, Danny, we're going to kick you out.
Karen, I told you the guys were going to hate you.
All right, moving on. Sorry, David.
Amanda, I want you to go on that cruise with, you know, Karen and Erica are going to sponsor tonight.
Can I tell him now or later?
You can tell him now. And Danny, if you say something again, Bob G is kicking you out.
Okay, I finally came up with swish, 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 swish. You know, like the ball going across your head when it used to hit you in the head? Okay, bye. Love you.
Now he has to do it.
The ball going across my head? What the heck?
You know, when you're sitting in the baseball stands and you're watching a game and crack goes the bat and whoosh goes the ball, something like that. All right, Jamie, you're up.
Hey, this one's pretty tough. I don't know anything really. And I don't know what all we can say. So this will probably be my last time before I'm banned. But adult film star sounds?
Wait, you have to do that. You can't just say it.
Oh, for the sake of not getting us all banned, don't do that.
I think he just did.
I want to hear it. Yes.
I guess I'll just have to pass. I'll just have to take an X on it because I just don't have money to pay for this pizza, sir.
Well, it was pretty simple. Farts, you know, I guess like you do armpit farts or something.
Oh, she must be sitting at home drinking because she has to be half buzzing on that one. That don't make no sense.
She actually said she didn't even know.
She wanted you to sing a silly song.
Yeah, you make up silly songs with the grandkids, but Karen won't let me do that one. Making make up a funny, silly song.
Okay, wait. Because I originally wanted to change mine after we discovered it could be a person. And so I said John F. Kennedy, because he's really good. With John F. Kennedy.
That was a tough question.
I'm not. Eric told me something about you and Wendy the other day. I'm going to do it too. When Wendy's trying to dictate with Siri, you scream stuff in the background, which is really cool. I want to try that next time. Siri does something.
Yeah, that was a very good question. Hard, but good.
All right, last question in this round. Oh, do you have the key?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh. I asked the women, if you can bring your man in for servicing like a car, what would you say is the first thing that needs to be done? And here are your choices. His stick shift, his alignment, his spark plugs, or his gas tank. Oh, you guys got all four of those?
Yep.
All right, Ike, which one?
I'm going to have to say my stick shift.
No, I love your stick shift. It's perfect, but sometimes we run out of gas.
Well, we don't know each other that well, I guess. We haven't been together that long, Sherry, so we've got excuses.
I also told her you were perfect. You didn't need any of them, so I just had to pick one. I didn't like any of them.
Oh, that gas tank. Never mind.
Oh, gag.
Wait, I thought it was Ike who said false start, too. False start, stick shift, they kind of go hand in hand.
Get a room at Cheryl's.
Quit implying things, Karen.
I'm just saying, that's all. All right, David. Which one?
I probably the alignment one.
Shoot. That's a good answer with your knee and back and stuff, but that's not what she said.
No, I said gas tank, you know, because we're both full of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Jamie?
I'll go with gas tank because the spark plugs are good, alignment's good, and I've got plenty of gears in the stick shift for.
Well, that's what she said too.
He's so confident.
Hey, girls, we're competing with 30 years here. They've been together a long time.
Jerry?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm just going to say spark plug.
Yee-haw! Well, for once, I'm glad your sparks aren't all together.
And Scott.
So, tire rotation's not an option here, huh?
Sorry, no.
Because, I mean, that's really what I need, is a tire rotation.
That does not work in one of the options. Do you need me to read them again?
And no, just no. I'm just trying, no. No! I guess I'll go with the gas tank.
Well, I guess you're right. All right, so give me a few minutes. Talk amongst yourselves. All right, the audience can rag on them, ask questions or whatever. Well, I tally this up, and then we'll do the bonus question.
There's nothing wrong with your alignment, your stick shift, or your spark plug. We both run out of gas.
Or your tires.
Boys and girls, this is fun tonight. Yeah, you guys were entertaining. You know what? I could have watched TV, but, you know, or washed my hair, but, you know, I decided to come over here.
Boy, I guess for those who were answering a stick shift, I guess your pizza delivering days are done.
Danny, how much hair do you have to wash? My goodness.
He washed his hair early. He took washcloth, you know, wiped it up, and that was done. So then he came into the game.
Yeah, he took one of those rags that we sent him and, you know, rubbed his head. Yeah, totally. But we love you, Danny.
Does being akin to a classic car go along with the alignment and running out of gas? I need the alignment and Joanne runs out of gas.
Well, then maybe you should just go to Jiffy Lube and get a 2-for-1. I hear they're good.
Oh, this is a very, very funny game. I'm glad I came in.
Sounds like we should just junk it and get a new one.
Yeah, does Chip Lee give you a new stick shift? I don't know, I never asked.
Yeah, skip on the lift, you know, get your under chassis oiled up, you know? You'll be all set.
Well, it was a beneficial game for me because I laughed so hard I had pain in my tummy instead of my ankle, so it was good.
That's funny, Bobsy. And Jerry, just because we're losing, don't worry. I still love you. I can get that spark plug to work again.
Yeah, she'll use one of her kitchen gadgets. Watch out, Jerry. I'm glad you're here, Bobsy, and not in the ER. I hope it works out for you. And Scott, there ain't nothing wrong with your tires. Man, you should see how slimmed up he's gotten with all of his running.
Bobsy, your ankle? Is that what you're saying?
Great game so far, y'all.
Now, you know the problem, Judy? It's too done. You cooked it too much, you know? You guys been together too long. That's the problem.
Spark plug. Can't they be fixed with a cattle probe?
I better keep track of that cheese grater.
I'm still trying to get used to this new iPhone. And so I keep goofing things up and having to take myself out of the room and come back so I can hear y'all. Did you guys hear my question at all?
Don't let her bring that cheese grater into the bedroom there, Jerry.
Yeah, don't want that. Yes, Amanda, I did say my ankle. I got something wrong with it. I got to go have going into emergency tomorrow morning with it.
Great game for Wendy. I don't think they missed one. Well, Jamie missed the one with the sound, but that was it.
Yeah, everybody's doing a great job. It's really fun.
Honey, the cheese grater. Really?
Now, I could get creative with a cheese grater. But Scott's really better with an ice cream scoop.
Y'all better watch out with that cheese grater. Y'all saw what happened to John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, jeez. And
How many of the husbands are sleeping on the couch tonight?
You know, Karen and Eric are sponsoring the grand prize tonight, so there is a cruise. I don't know where it's going, but it's going somewhere.
Did Rick just say, oh, cheese or oh, geez? I don't know what he said. My hearing aids aren't working that well. A cheese grater in the bedroom. Nobody said white load, which would probably clear that up real quick.
Yeah, Carla Joe, he did say you were very creative, but yeah, the cruise is cruise to nowhere. Just have fun there, you know. But hey, I like I said, we're competing against a lot of youth there, so you know. But still, it's fun, and nobody's sleeping in the couch tonight because this was hilarious. Whether you get it right or not, it's fun.
Yeah, Ike, but we've known each other since we've been 15, 16 years old, too.
All right. And yes, CJ, Scott did say you were creative. And Danny, because you were the spokesman for this show, you are the one giving out the prize tonight. So when we're done, you can reveal what the prize is. So be ready for that. So the last question is a bonus question. And for those of you who have not played or never heard one of these before, I ask you a question and all you do is give me an answer. This is an A, B question, not a yes or no. So I'm going to say, do you prefer A or B? And A and B have a word associated with it. You're just going to give me the word and not say anything else. Don't ask me what it means or anything like that. Everybody understand?
Yeah, sure. I'll say we all understand.
I don't, but okay.
And Jamie is sleeping in the truck tonight, so.
Yeah, and I'm as lost as a goose in high grass. Say A or B and a word. And are you given the word, or are we given a word for A and B?
No, I'm going to give you a question. You'll see once I give you the question.
Scott, you can sleep on the couch, but only if you want to.
Yeah, I think if you can't repeat the word, you can just say A or B.
I think you want to do it on the couch tonight. Is that what everybody's saying they're going to do? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they meant something else.
Okay, I'm going to start with Isaac and Sherry. They have 15 points. The bonus is worth 25. Ike, the question is, I asked Sherry if she prefers her man to have gynecomastia or...
gynecomastia or hirsutism?
What he said.
It's weird, but I'm going to say A.
Oh, sorry. No, she said B. Going over to Amanda, also with 15. Amanda and David, also with 15 points. Actually, no, Judy and Jerry, also with 15 points.
B, whatever that was.
That's correct. So right now you have 40 points. Sorry. Not enough. Amanda and David. David, what do you say? Gynecomastia or horse? I can't say that one.
I have no clue, but I'm just going to say A.
Sorry, not A. Over to Team 1, Scott and CJ with 20 points. What do you say, Scott?
What was that second word so I'll know what I'm saying?
Hirsutism.
Hirsutism and gynecomastia.
Homogenized.
You know, yeah. Yeah, let me think on this for a sec. I can just say she better not be making fun of my gynecomastia, but I'll go with B.
B?
B, yes, B. The hers, the misfortune.
Yeah, Okay, that gives you 45 points. Oh, watch out. Guess what's going on here?
Is there a tie?
Right now, Jamie, there is no pressure at all, but you got 45 right now, and so does Scott and CJ. So if you get this right, you guys win. If you don't, Danny's going to have to come up with two prizes.
I have no idea what kind of backwoods Louisiana swamp dictionary you all are trying to read from, but this is ridiculous words. I can't wait to hear what the definition is. The first one was like gyno something, so I'm going to think that's kind of like a chick thing, so I'm going to go with B.
Well, Wendy and Jamie, you guys been together the longest, and it shows because you guys just won the newlywed game. Thank you all for coming. You guys were great sports. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I'll have Eric tell you what the definitions are.
Jamie, Wendy, you're going to Cuba. You okay with that?
All right. So gynecomastia is a medical term for man boobs. And hirsutism is having way too much hair in spots that it normally does not grow. So basically a hairy, hairy person.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thanks, Ken. This was a lot of fun. And yay, we won! Danny, I want to go on a cruise, but not to Cuba.
Congratulations, Jamie and Wendy. I had to put that on the agenda for the board meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie and Wendy, congratulations. Y'all did a good job here. And Karen, I don't know how you come up with that stuff.
Congratulations, Jamie, Wendy, all the participants, and sorry if I said a bad word and I didn't mean to and didn't realize it, but congrats, everybody.
Yep, good game, Karen. You guys should have won, Wendy and Jamie, you should have won, so congratulations.
Yeah, I knew I didn't like A, but I wasn't for sure what B was, but now that I know, I probably would have rather had A, but anyway, it was fun, and I enjoyed it, a lot of crazy questions, and had a blast, so, yep, good game, bye-bye.
Wow, Havana, Cuba, I've actually been there a couple of times, had a great time, it's a poor country, but still a lot of fun, great game, Karen. Lots of fun, and now that you say the man boobs, yeah, it's, heard it called gyno. A lot of the weightlifters are, you know, that take steroids can get it if they don't watch, if they're not careful. Too much estrogen. Actually, when they come down or whatever, I forget what it was.
All right, Jamie, are you still picking up the girls and coming down here? I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Karen. Great game, great questions, and good luck, Wendy and Jamie. Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
I had no idea there was an official word for man boobs, but now I know. Thanks, Karen. Good game.
This was a lot of fun. I really like the twist of using real couples as opposed to virtual. Worked out really well. Congratulations to the real couple, Jamie and Wendy. Awesome. And everybody else, you did great too. And Danny, you're going to have to cruise on your own there, buddy.
Thank you, Karen. Karen, you were so creative tonight. I like the question tonight. And Dave, nothing for you. Oh, shut up.
I've never got to keep so twice quick in my life. I did use the SH word, and the minute I let go, I grabbed the key again, I got it right away, and I apologize. But I did get a message warning me. I'm sorry. Sorry to all. Anybody that heard it. Didn't mean it, but I grabbed the key right away, and I can't believe I grabbed the key twice. I apologize for right within 3 seconds.
Great game, Karen. Congratulations, Jamie. Nice to meet you, Scott and Jamie.
Yeah, that's the great thing about that last question. She tries to find medical terms, so nobody really knows what it is. It's a lot of times it's a yes or no question. You know, it's one term, but we had two of them tonight, so yeah. And damn it, Troy. It took me so long to get the key. And now I forgot what I was going to say. Can somebody play the Jeopardy music for me, please?
The memory loss room is right over to your left, sir. Thank you for doing this, honey. I appreciate it. You were a great sport. I love you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations to all the couples. Y'all all did a great job, and it could have been some real embarrassing things, but we just had a lot of fun.
I was in line to say something. I got to laughing at Eric. Now I forgot what I was gonna say. That is contagious.
And Troy's not even here, and we're still blaming him for our memory loss. Oh, Karen, thank you. It was so much fun. Y'all have a great evening. Night.
Oh, yeah, this was just too funny. Just very funny. I loved it. And congratulations to all the teams. And some people already left. And Jamie and Wendy, fantastic. And I'm glad they got to play. Even like Scott and CJ. Great. Good game.
Yeah, I forgot to say thanks, Karen. Great team and all that. And to the teams that are still here, you all did a great job. And Eric, I would have played the Jeopardy theme for you because I have it, but I couldn't get the key to do it. Anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, so everybody have a good one.
Great game, Karen. Congratulations, Wendy and Jamie. You guys all did a great job, and I agree with Spence. I think having real-life couples made it, just certainly gave it a different twist, and I thought it was really, really good.
It's probably 20 years ago now, but when I had, probably 25 years ago, when I had sight, one guy called in the boss and said, I'm sorry, but I can't make it in. I can't get out of bed. So they said, Dave, go over and see what's wrong with him. He needs to go to the hospital. I said, okay. So I went and, you know, his door was open. I went in and, are you kidding me? I helped him up and tried to make him walk and got him into the hospital. And he had elephantitis. I went, are you kidding me? I mean, well, if you know what that is, it was crazy. It took about 4 months to get over it.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, Jamie and Scott, they did really well. I mean, and Jerry too. Jamie knows a lot of us, but, you know, that don't really know the game and the people. But, yeah, they did really well.
I remember what I was going to say. I'm going to hold on for a couple seconds before I say it.
Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, thank you, CJ. That's not what I wanted to say, but... I don't know if it was a record, but for a game... Well, of course, I don't know. You'd have to figure it out, but... Because there wasn't a lot of participants. But I think it was upwards of 46 or 47 people I saw in here. Awesome.
Yay! I couldn't even see that because I was too busy. And thank you, CJ. I love you too. But I think you were really referring to Scott. And I don't know if Scott and Jamie are in here, but thank you for getting a TT file and doing the game. Lots of fun.
Oh my God, I finally got the key. You guys, something's going on. Somebody else had the key 3 times. Anyway, I remembered it and forgot what I was going to say 3 separate times. But I do remember, Karen, thank you. Lots of fun. Man, I don't want that mind of yours. I'll tell you that right now. It was great. Thank you. And congratulations, Jamie and Wendy. And yes, Jerry's on the couch tonight.
Have fun with your laundry, Wendy. Is that what you call it now? A house tour? Doing laundry?
And remember, for the runners-up, you get free divorce attorney services provided by Out of Sight. Once again, that's free divorce services from Out of Sight. Attorneys provided by Howard Fine and Howard.
That that's hilarious. I lost the key a while ago. What I was going to say was a lot of it's just semantics, because I know what to say, you know, as far as, you know, how they like their steak or whatever, even if you don't remember it right. But when you get these different things like what kind of car needs to be serviced and all that, it's so crazy. It's like, how do you answer that? So that's what makes it crazy. But it was fun.
Adam, when I do this again, we're going to put you, we're going to record your commercials, even though you can do it on the fly. I'll just say, okay, commercial coming up, commercial break, and you are awesome for that.
Oh, thank you. And I don't know if anybody got the reference. The Howard Fine and Howard reference is the Three Stooges.
I thought it was pretty obvious, but okay, just me.
I thought you were going to let Danny carve it. He never shut up all night.
What'd she say? Rhonda, Rhonda, what'd you say?
David, were you watching any sports game? Because I think you were way better this time than with Judy.
No, besides, it's in the rain delay anyway.
Oh, I ordered that just for this. And anyways, if you didn't pay attention, Amanda would have kicked your ass.
Saved by the rain. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
I was keyed up to say there was probably a rain delay.
Hey, on the imitation sound? I couldn't tell you what Hank imitates.
Yeah, I knew what Hank imitates all the time. He does it every day. But David, I thought he was watching basketball because he kept trying to slam dunk.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on, Hank. Come on. If you don't do it now, you'll do it here. But do it now.
Really? I'm not sure it's allowed.
Put your microphone between your legs and let her go.
It's a sound, not an act.
Okay, let me stop laughing. All right, you guys asked for it.
What the heck was that? In the East Indian music?
I missed it. What sound was that supposed to be?
I think it's a washerman, East Indian, you know, East Indian restaurants. They just have tape recorders in the washrooms and you're, ay, you know, trying to take a dump or whatever, trying to be nice. And they're screaming and hollering because the food is so hot in there. That's where they record all their music from.
Most of them require size D batteries, if that gives you a hint.
Go Scott, go Scott.